Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Saying he is canceling the last administration's deal with Cuba, President Trump has begun undoing parts of President Obama's agreements with Havana. New measures, including tightening restrictions on tourism travel and prohibiting financial dealings with entities tied to Cuba and military and the intelligence services. President Trump traveled to the U.S. city of Miami, Florida, to make the announcement.
We all accept that all nations have the right to chart their own paths, and I'm certainly a very big believer in that. So we will respect Cuban sovereignty, but we will never turn our backs on the Cuban people. That will not happen.
This American tourist in Havana took issue with President Trump's new Cuba policy.
I think it's better if the American tourists can come to Cuba. I think it helps support the Cuban people, and I think they deserve that.
White House officials said many of the Obama-era changes would remain in place. According to senior administration officials, Americans will still be able to travel to Cuba under approved categories, but there will be stricter enforcement to ensure travelers fit those categories. U.S. Embassy will be remaining open in Havana. President Trump has continued a campaign on Twitter against the investigations into possible links between his campaign and Russia. Mr. Trump said he's being investigated for firing the FBI director by the man who told him to fire the FBI director. Then he added to that tweet the words, witch hunt. This followed a report Mr. Trump's son-in-law, Jared Kushner, is under investigation for his financial dealings that might involve Russia. Meantime, investigations continue in Congress. This is VOA News.